Hi, my name's Julie Macken. Look, I've been trying to find the word that aptly describes the federal government's decision to give $444 million, or about half a billion, to a group of folks, some of whom are friends, to save the Great Barrier Reef. I thought maybe it was kleptocracy, maybe it was nepotism, favouritism, clientelism, or just straight-out corruption. I mean, it's certainly a corruption of the process legitimate governments go through when distributing taxpayers' money, but is it actually corruption? In the end, I reckon the best word that describes it is contempt. This is an example of the extraordinary contempt this government has for the Australian community. Let's just go through what they actually did and what the Prime Minister and Josh Frydenberg still consider a reasonable way to distribute our money to their community. The Great Barrier Reef Foundation is, or was, a small charity run by senior men from the banking and fossil fuel sector. That includes executives from heavy polluters like AGL, BHP, Shell and Peabody Energy. Some listeners may remember that it was Peabody Energy that came up with the global PR spin. They then distributed the message cheat sheets to every fossil fuel company in the world and instructed them to start talking about how coal would lift millions out of poverty in the third world and how anyone who opposed coal was really damning millions to a slow death by starvation. It was also Peabody Energy that was found to be funding over 20 climate denialist groups in the US, like the Centre for the Study of Carbon Dioxide and Global Change, who insist that carbon emissions are not a threat, but the elixir of life, or the American Legislative Exchange Council, who is trying to overturn the EPA's rules on cutting emissions. Well, Peabody Energy, they're on the board of the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. So the money was handed over after the Prime Minister and Josh Frydenberg invited the group's chairman, John Schubert, former Commonwealth Bank chair, to a meeting with just the three of them. The meeting was held in secret. The money had not even been requested by the organisation. There was no tender, grant approval or allocation process in relation to the grant. And no due diligence was conducted on the foundation. The performance indicators for the grant didn't even exist. And we only know this much because the bureaucrats from the Department of Energy and Environment were dragged kicking and screaming to Senate estimates. And now the foundation itself, via a Senate committee inquiry. Well, that is despite the refusal of the business council figures like Schubert and Grant King, who is also on the board, refusing to attend the hearings. The allocation of $500 million has been described by a former member of the foundation's board as unthinkable. Michael Meyer of the Meyer family was a member of the Reef Foundation's board from 2001 to 2004. He became concerned and left after what he called the growing corporatist direction of the organisation. He said he had deep concerns that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Frydenberg had offered such a large sum of money to, and this is his quote, an organisation that is really not set up to manage that kind of money. What is shocking to me, and this is Michael Meyer talking, what is shocking to me is that without any due diligence, $500 million of taxpayers' money has been given to what is still a small charity. It's unheard of. Well, it was until they did it, Michael. There's an absolute consensus by climate scientists that the Great Barrier Reef is being destroyed by climate change. Marine heat waves caused by global warming are killing off the corals of the Australia's Great Barrier Reef, the world's largest reef system, according to a study published in the journal Nature in April of this year. There is no doubt at all that climate change will completely destroy the reef if we don't reduce and stop emitting carbon into the atmosphere. So, what is this $500 million going to be used for? Well, they're going to look at water quality activities, crown of thorns, starfish, reef restoration and adaptation, reef protection work, reef monitoring and reporting activities. Not a word about climate change or reducing the threat it poses by reducing carbon emissions from the carbon emitting businesses on the board. This is such a dog of an idea and such a corruption of process that no one is willing to put their hand up as the author of it. And obviously the only contenders are either Frydenberg or Malcolm Turnbull, and Josh has refused at point blank range to say the idea was his. Imagine as the drought deepens across the East Coast and family and farms are driven to the wall, what we could all do with $500 million. The feed that could be bought, the support for these rural communities that could be given. It's decisions like this that demand we get an anti-corruption watchdog at the federal level. These clowns have got such contempt for us that only the threat of jail time will stop this kind of capricious and cavalier disregard for fair process. Meanwhile, the farmers, the small rural communities that so desperately need help can frankly sing for it as far as these guys are concerned, because they don't have the right people on their side of the fence. And next time you hear any of these people criticise welfare cheats, just remember the $500 million they gave to their mates, they didn't even fill out a form for.